Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Recently, the Redwood Area Chamber awarded the Star Ag Award to a very deserving recipient, Lisa Oren. Lisa is the agriculture educator at the Redwood Valley Schools. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you so much. It's been a great honor. I feel like there's more to improve on, so I'm very excited for this award.
Your roots are from this area. Lisa, can you just tell us about your years leading up to your position at Redwood Valley Schools?
Yeah. So I grew up on a corn and soybean farm kind of around the Redwood area in Echo. And so my dad was the farmer there, and so we raised chickens for a few years, didn't really have a huge interest or kind of impact with that. And so we just mainly stuck to corn and soybeans. And so after high school, then, I was very determined I wanted to work with animals because I was a little deprived from that on our farm. And so I originally went to school for vet tech, graduated that program at Ridgewater College, and then really kind of got captivated by my FFA advisor. So I eventually really went under his wing and switched over to the agricultural education side. And I did a 2+2 program, so 2 years of that education was through Ridgewater College, and then I transferred on to the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities and obtained my agricultural education degree. And my first year of teaching, I was up in Sauk Rapids Rice High School, which is up by St. Cloud, and then was really blessed to have the opportunity to come back home. And so I've been at the Redwood Valley High School here for 2 years. And so I've been really enjoying myself here, very blessed in this position, and very excited to do some really awesome things.
Well, good. Now, I know your classes are broad in nature, but to be specific to our beef production, what classes are offered in that area?
Yeah, so currently we have an animal science class, and we really try to hit hard on nutrition, reproduction, biosecurity, and kind of overall animal production, because a lot of students really don't know that those are different avenues within agriculture, and so I really try to open it up to what the students are interested in. And so I do have a lot of students that are interested in learning more about the beef side of those topics, so they get to kind of create their own portfolio about their beef breed that they choose within this class and get to dive deeper into those topics. An additional class that I offer is vet science, and so that class we really think about more of the animal husbandry side of things and really think about how we should properly treat and vaccinate our animals, make sure that we're looking for signs of diseases, those things in nature, and then dive deeper a little bit into the anatomy and physiology of the animals.
All right. Well, FFA is a big part of your job title, and I know you mentioned it before, how much impact you had on from your advisor in giving you the direction that you did take. What kinds of projects are available to students interested in beef production?
So there are a lot of different opportunities. So on the FFA side, we can have students get involved in a contest called General Livestock or Meats Judging. And so with those two contests, the students are able to base their kind of judgment on a class of whether that's meat products in front of them or live animals, and kind of pick apart the aspects that would be the ideal subject matter and place those classes accordingly. Another opportunity that we have is an SAE project, and I actually have one student who has started his supervised agricultural experience project on beef production. And so my student Colby Schrader, he has just purchased his first couple head of beef, and so he's very excited to start growing those and kind of developing his own herd. And then we have another student that is really involved on his family's beef operation and trying to hopefully be thinking about his own operation one day.
Well, that's great to hear. And I know some exciting news just came out about the Redwood Valley School campus, and that is a new addition being built. It will be called a new Career Development Center. And can you just tell us what involvement you will be having there concerning agriculture?
Yeah. So, yes, we are very excited for this new structure and facility and very blessed to have administration that has really involved me in every step of the process. And so for that, we have a few different plans. So So within the agriculture side, we'll be getting a new classroom. Half of that room will be dedicated to more kind of sit-down, learn, lecture-type classrooms environment. Then the other half of that classroom is really designed to use those hands-on activities. So we'll be doing things like dissections, working with soil samples, and kind of on the dirtier side, there is a dedicated area for people or students and other community members to bring in animals. So I'll have an animal pen built in right into my classroom so we can bring in that beef, heifer, and really talk about what aspects that animal has and allow students to have that visual aid for the concept that we're trying to teach within that given lesson. And then, so that's kind of the classroom side. We'll also be adding in an indoor grow room, and so it's pretty much a controlled environment all the way through for our plant science pathway. And so students will be able to set up experiments, test different lights, irrigation systems, and so forth. And then additionally, we are actually going to be hiring an additional ag and industrial tech teacher. So that instructor might be teaching things in what's called our flex or shared labs. And so we'll be teaching things like small engines, building trades, focus more on the welding aspect of things. So we have a lot going on, and it's a very, very exciting time to be in agriculture in the Redwood community as an education standpoint.
It really is, and I'd just like to reiterate the fact they talked to several producers and people from the community that are really think this is a needed thing, that there's so much of the from the practical side of educating our students that this will really help out in that area. And I'd just like to say thank you for being on the program, and thank you for educating our students the way you have with so much enthusiasm, and also for the award that you received from the chamber. So keep up the good work, Lisa.
Thank you.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.